One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
HIV is still an issue in Montgomery County. The more open we're able to talk about HIV, we treat it like any other health prevention.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. People who are not HIV positive, who may be at high risk for contracting the disease, this is a good choice for you.
It's just a way for you to sort of take control and say, I'm going to do this to protect myself. Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Learn more about PrEP, the HIV prevention medication. Visit doitforyoumc.org.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Yo, what's happening, Rush Nation? It is Murph here. It is almost time for the weekend, and we wouldn't get it right without finishing off the matchup pod series. Yes, I know it was in 3 bites this week. It's just the way it works, especially with Thanksgiving slate. Wanted to get out before, wasn't able to do it all together, and also want to give you up-to-date information. It's kind of a cross between the two. I could drop it all on a Wednesday, and then players go out, and we don't know what's going to happen. So thought this would be a much better way of doing it. And for this week only anyway, but got just 5 games left to review, so this should be quite a short one. We'll start with the late slate games. 9:05, first of all, the Chargers versus the Broncos. This should be a really fascinating matchup. Do expect the Chargers to prevail and come out on top, but we need to just keep an eye out because this Denver defense is good. But I'm not too worried about it from a fantasy perspective. So to start all together, let's look at the quarterbacks in this one. Justin Herbert is my quarterback 5 on the week. He's had a really good 3 or 4 weeks or so. So he's definitely someone that's in consideration to play. Teddy Bridgewater, on the other hand, I think this is a really good matchup for the Chargers D. And I don't like Teddy Bridgewater in this one at all. I have him at 24 on the week. So definitely not in the starting realm unless you're in a super flex. Now it comes down to the running backs. Austin Eckler, again, another player who's been on absolute terrors. Like, he is my running back 3. On the week, and then I have Javonta Williams and Melvin Gordon back to back, typically as always at the moment, just because that's the way I have things rolling. I have Javonta Williams at 23 and Melvin Gordon at 24 on the week. I think Williams will get more carries. I think Gordon might get that red zone work and get some work that way. So I have them at 23 and 24 on the week. Wouldn't shock me if they shot up and went a little bit higher. As well, don't need to worry about any other running backs in this one. Now, when it comes to the wide receivers, Keenan Allen is my highest rated wide receiver in this one. He is wide receiver 11 on the week for me. This is rated on half point PPR, by the way. Mike, if on PPR, he'd probably be higher because I think he gets a high volume of targets this week. Mike Williams is my wide receiver 26. Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, my wide receiver 27, and Courtland Sutton, my wide receiver 29. So all three of those are trenched in sort of wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3 range, but all of them startable. Tim Patrick at wide receiver 44. So all of those definitely startable options, either in the flex or as wide receivers. So you definitely should be starting most in that one. And then Noah Fant I have as my tight end 11, so he's definitely startable. Jared Cook at 19, not feeling so good on him this week. Moving on to the Rams versus the Green Bay Packers. This should be one of the games of the weekend. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this one shakes out. We do have to watch Aaron Rodgers. He is questionable with toe injury, so waiting to see how he prevails from this one. I think he will play. Gut tells me he will, but he might be slightly limited in mobility. So I've marked him down a little bit as a result of that, but both of them still startable. Matthew Stafford is my quarterback 7 on the week. Aaron Rodgers, I am against consensus, is my quarterback 11. And just, yeah, I think there might be some slight mobility. I don't think it's going to stop him from putting up a decent week, but I don't think those upper echelon weeks are available for him this week just based on that toe. It looks like I've got Aaron Jones trending to not play. I just think with their bye next week, I don't quite understand why they would play him. I don't think that would make a lot of sense to play him or play him a lot before the bye, especially with the bye coming up. So I have AJ Dillon in my top 12 this week. I have him at 11. I just think they're going to need to get some success on the ground to make this work. I have Darrell Henderson as my running back 15. So again, both those well within the starter range this week. And then Sony Michel's all the way down at running back 50. So I'm not starting anyone else in this one. Like I said, if Aaron Jones does play and shocks me, then that would be very different. And I'll have a look at that when it happens. But at this point in time, I'm not so sure that that's the right play. Now, this one has the two wide receivers I really want to play this week, Cooper Kupp and Davante Adams. I have Cooper Kupp at 1 this week. I have Davante Adams at 2 this week. Both of them are must starts, obviously, 1 and 2 wide receiver this week. Van Jefferson is down at 33 for me, but definitely in that startable range. Odell Beckham Jr. is a flex play, but you have to gamble. It's a new playbook. I'm not expecting that huge ceiling that potentially is there for him, but I have Marcus Valdes-Scantling at 48, so I have them back-to-back. I would rather play MBS. I know my rankings suggest I'd rather play Beckham. I think Beckham is still Odell Beckham Jr. I know it's quite easy to mock him, but he has some talent. I am low on consensus on Odell Beckham Jr., but I would have both of them back-to-back. But I would obviously lean, if I had both of these players, I'd lean MVS just because I think of the upside. But he does have that propensity to score very low as well. So that's something to keep in mind on the agenda. Now, moving on to tight ends. This week, the only tight end I'm interested in this matchup is Tyler Higbee. I have him at 14 on the week. It's just outside him, that top 12. If Hunter Henry is still a bit banged up, I might move him up a bit. But yeah, at the moment he's at 14, but I still think he's a play option. I have him in a few leagues and I don't feel too bad about playing him this week. But I'm not starting Josiah DeGuara unless I'm absolutely desperate. I think I'm starting in one league because I literally have no one else and I'm quite desperate. Moving on to the last late slate game, it's Minnesota at the San Francisco 49ers. I expect points in this one. That's one thing I do expect. And I think Minnesota, after their big win last week, will come back and pick up another win here as they try and climb back into the playoff race in the NFC. I have Kirk Cousins as my quarterback 8 this week. He's really been dealing. And I think he's someone who is a must-start candidate every week. Jimmy Garoppolo is my quarterback 19. He's someone on the upper end I won't be starting this week unless absolutely desperate. Dalvin Cook at the moment is my running back 2, so I feel very good about him this week and what he'll be able to produce. Elijah Mitchell is my running back 19, so he's a must start play as an RB2 this week. Jeff Wilson I have at 34 on the week. Alexander Mattison at 51. Won't be starting Mattison unless absolutely desperate somewhere. Looking at the wide receivers, Justin Jefferson is my wide receiver 3 of the week. Debo Samuel is my wide receiver 6. So both of those absolute must starts, as is Adam Thielen. He is my wide receiver 17 on the week. I have Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver 30. He's becoming more like the Brandon Ayuk we know. I don't think he's got that sort of high ceiling because a lot of it is going to Debo Samuel, but he's starting to get himself back into the good books. of Kyle Shanahan and getting more and more work. Got a touchdown last week, of course. So he's someone who I think is a play option, but no one else outside of those wide receivers are worth considering at this stage. And now looking at tight ends, George Kittle is my tight end 3 on the week. Tyler Conklin, my tight end 16. I'd be quite happy to start either. If I was really desperate, say I'd punted the position and got left with Tyler Conklin, I think he's a fine start option, but I do think he'll finish outside the top 12. This week, we move on to Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football is an all-division affair. It is the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. And for me, Lamar Jackson's the quarterback I would be starting this week in this one. He's my quarterback 2 overall on the week. Baker Mayfield is my quarterback 28. He's hurt, whatever, he's playing bad. I don't know what excuses are, but I'm not touching him anywhere unless I absolutely have to. Running backs, I have Nick Chubb at 7. Now, I think Kareem Hunt comes back. All signs trending to him coming back, and I think he'll get a decent workload. I have him at 25 on the week. I could trend him down a little bit, but I look at the names underneath and think probably not going to move him below any of those names. So I'm quite happy with him at RB 25 on the week, and I have Devonta Freeman at RB 26 on the week. Latavius Murray, RB 37 on the week. Moving on to the wide receivers. Highest rated receiver I have in this game is Rashad Bateman. Still a bit unsure on the status of Marquise Hollywood Brown. I think he should go. And if that's the case at the moment, I don't have him in my ranks. But obviously, if he is a go, then he is someone I will be putting into my ranks. And that might be one I need to amend. So at the moment, Bateman is at wide receiver 31. Jarvis Landry, wide receiver 43. Sammy Watkins at 59, Rashad Higgins at 63. So really not that many exciting options. Only really Rashad Bateman. And then Landry's a flex if you're desperate, but it's a quite a low floor play. So we're really waiting on Marquise Hollywood Brown and whether or not he plays for that. If he does play, I'd probably expect to slot him somewhere in that sort of mid-20 range, somewhere between Chase Claypool at 25 and Cortland Sutton at 29 is kind of where I expect him to sort of shake out. Looking at the tight ends in this one, Mark Andrews, my tight end 2 on the week. Austin Hooper is my tight end 20. So I really only want to touch Mark Andrews for this one. And then when it comes to Monday Night Football, it's the Seattle Seahawks against the Washington Football Team. Right. I'm not overly excited about this one. I think got two offenses. I mean, at least Taylor Heineke's playing almost to the best of his ability. Russell Wilson's been pretty terrible. I have him at QB 13 this week, outside that top 12. And I think until he gives me a reason to put him back in the top 12, I'm quite happy to sit him on the outside, even though he is Russell Wilson. And I have Taylor Heineke at 17. Not much really between them this week. And I think if you owned both, unfortunately, maybe shoot with the upside and go with Heineke, although I normally say start your studs. So, you know, that's a tough start sit decision, even though I do have Russell Wilson higher in my rankings just because of maybe name recognition and that offense and the weapons he has. But, you know, he's not playing great at the moment. That injury is still affecting him. Running backs, I have Antonio Gibson as my highest rated running back in this game. He is at 17 on the week. I don't expect Chris Carson to come back. Therefore, Alex Collins is in at running back 32. He's been pretty awful the last couple of games and don't expect him to fully get the full role there. So he's at 32 on the week. JD McKissick at 36 on the week. So they are potential flex plays, desperation plays, if you need them. As for the wide receivers here, DK Metcalf is at 7 on the week. Terry McLaurin is at 12 on the week. Tyler Lockett at 13. So effectively got 3 wide receiver ones in this game. Even though I know Lockett's 13 is touch and go, you know, on the edge there. So potentially 3 wide receiver ones in this game, and they're the only 3 wide receivers I think you need to really play in this game. I have DeAndre Carter, by the way, who's been on an upward trajectory at 46, so he is a flex play option for you should you want to explore that. And then as for tight ends, it looks like Logan Thomas might be back. If he is, I have him at 18 right now. I might be willing to move him up a little bit, but having not played for so long, I think it could take a while for him to get up and running. So I have John Bates at 32, Gerald Everett at 27. So I'm not starting any of the tight ends in this one unless, again, I'm absolutely desperate. Which, you know, if I was shooting for upside, maybe Logan Thomas, but I do think it might take a while. So just add some caution there. But that will do it. That is the last pod of the week. That is the final matchup pod, the final five games. And if you need anything else, feel free to always contact me on Twitter. I won't always guarantee to get back to you. I get a lot of requests and I look forward to trying to help as much as possible. But at the same token, if I don't get back to you, don't take it to heart. I just get a lot of requests. If on the other hand, you do desperately want an answer for me, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/5yardrush. You can join our WhatsApp group and you will get answers to all of your questions there in our exclusive WhatsApp chat. So that is the one way you definitely can get my advice, up-to-date information, thinking, thoughts, strategy, etc. I'll also be dropping a Patreon cast. It's been a few weeks, so desperate to get one out. More strategy as we prepare for the playoffs. This is a really good time. Some of the Patreon casts have really been quite well received and have helped from the strategy perspective. I'll be doing a real strategy deep dive getting ready for the playoffs next week. So do make sure you subscribe before Monday and you'll get access to the Patreon cast. I will hopefully record on Monday, if not Tuesday at the very latest. But that will do it. I look forward to seeing you all on the flip side. Good luck in week 12. And don't forget, as always, keep rushing.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.